the findings of an investigation by Hampshire Police into Dorset Police's driver awareness course are being criticised this morning by the campaign group Dorset Speed, who made the original complaint. It was partly about the cost of the driver awareness course being more expensive than most other forces, between £10 and £20 more, and partly because, as Dorset Police was not in a joined-up nationwide scheme, they could order drivers to do the course again within 3 years, unlike the national scheme. Now, the implication in the complaint was that the course was primarily a money-making exercise for the police and not for reasons of road safety. It also questioned the use of so-called speed-on-green cameras at Holes Bay Road in Poole and alleged that there were no people killed or any serious accidents there to justify the speed cameras being installed, and that it was purely a money-making exercise. Now, Dorset Speed's Ian Bellchamber said he brought up the issue when he met with the Police and Crime Commissioner for Dorset, Martin Underhill, on Friday.
I certainly challenged them on the fact that the Speed on Green operation was fraudulent. I actually said the £1 million was made on the back of a pack of lies that is basically obtaining money by false pretences, and that is fraud. And the response I got was along the lines of, I think your issue is with Poole Council, it's not with Dorset Police. We're going to move on. This money wouldn't have been made, obviously, without the contribution of Dorset Police. But that really shocked me, because that kind of attitude from someone who's meant to be ensuring accountability and efficiency for a police force, I think is quite disgusting.
Ian Bellchamber talking to me earlier. Martin Underhill on the line now. Good morning, Martin.
Morning, Julian.
Thanks for being there this morning. There's quite a lot of criticism of the way this is being handled from Ian Bellchamber. I mean, 400 pages of irrelevant whitewash, one comment. What do you say to that?
Well, of course, there's a lot of frustration from Ian Bellchamber, but what he wants to do is remove speed cameras from the face of the earth across this country. And he's gone about this the wrong way. He's made a complaint against the chief constable, saying that his chief constable misled the public. To mislead, you've got to deceive. And the investigation was centred on that part, because I only have one person I'm allowed to investigate statutorily, and that is the chief constable. So he's gone about this the wrong way. He said to me in frustration that I want to stop speed cameras, but there's nowhere I can take this. It's like trying to nail jelly to a wall. Well, it is, because the road safety partnerships aren't statutory bodies, but I don't make the rules. And he went about this the wrong way and complained in the wrong way.
Okay, Martin, there's a number of things he brought up with me in the last hour. You know, why does it need 10 staff on £52,000 a year on average to run this scheme, when it could be run, in his view, on fewer staff and less outgoing costs?
Okay. We could spend all day arguing about figures. Actually, we don't have 10 staff. That stopped years ago because of the cuts. And we don't pay them £52,000. And that's the problem with Mr. Bellchamber. He keeps misinterpreting figures. If we say it costs £520,000 with 10 staff to run a team, he's thinking we're paying them £52,000. Well, we're not. It costs vehicles, petrol, national insurance, pension contributions, etc. So Ian keeps getting confused over figures, and that's half the problem here.
Okay, speed cameras in places where there isn't a record of serious accident or death, are they acceptable?
No, they're not. Cameras are there to keep people safe, and I don't want them there to be for a cash cow. But to be fair, this speed camera came in and went out before police crime commissioners even arrived. This happened between 2009 and 2011. It was a decision made by the Borough of Poole and its cabinet, by elected members, who decided to try this camera out. And it's, to be honest, it's them who should be answering these questions, not me. All I did was look at it from a point of view. Did the chief constable in that equation mislead the public? And he didn't.
Okay. From what we're hearing this morning, it sounds like the report is saying everything was okay about the driver's awareness course. I'm summarising hundreds of pages. But it's going anyway. So what's that all about?
It's not going anywhere, Julian. What I've done is, because I do take on board, now I actually shook Mr. Bellchamber's hand and said, thank you for bringing this to my attention. What I want to do is try and move forward with this and get rid of this awful expression, cash cow.
To clarify, when we did a phone-in on this, Martin, you probably know, people were ringing in saying, if you got caught for speeding and you're from Aberdeen, should you have to travel to Dorset to take the course? Can't you just do it down the road?
Well, okay. one thing I've done as Police Crime Commissioner, one is extend the courses to weekends and evenings so people don't have to take a day off work. That's coming in shortly. And I've joined the national scheme, which means that if you're caught, you come on holiday to Dorset from Glasgow and you're caught speeding, you do the course in Glasgow. So
that has changed.
We are, well, still trying. We're still trying to join the national courses, currently under review by the government. So as soon as that's finished, I will join the course. So I do take that on board. And I do take on board people's view that it's a cash cow, and it isn't a cash cow. We made £1 million, if you like, from driver awareness last year, but driver safety in Dorset cost £5.3 million. So it's not, there's no money being made. I'm not going on holiday on the back of this. We're reinvesting it into keeping people safe.
Right. And finally, does the report make you feel that this has been handled properly? Because some people listening might think, hold on a minute, has this been done in a correct way?
I don't think it's fair to ask me to judge the actions of my predecessors. Mr. Bellchamber's complaint all relates to issues and actions taken by the police authority and by a partnership that isn't statutorily responsible. I think there were issues, which I've now removed, of transparency. And those issues are the cost of the courses should be set to a national benchmark, and I've now done that. So now our cost of our courses in Dorset will not change unless the government changes them. We will mirror the national changes. And the time period of courses, I think, left us exposed, and that's why I've now joined the national scheme and taken away what was happening in Dorset. So have we learnt from this? Yes. Have things got better? Yes. Were people misled? Was there deception and fraud going on? I don't think so.
Martin Underhill, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jim.
The Dorset Police and Crime Commissioner talking to us live on BBC Radio Solent this morning, 12 minutes past 8.